The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome. This episode of Keep Calm and Crown On is brought to you by MinuteWithMary.com. It's, of course, a website that I run to help you with all of your beauty and self-care needs. And, of course, as listeners of Mary and Blake podcasts, we would love for you to check out the discount. The discount right now at this time is for my 4D mascara. It gives you the look of false eyelashes. And right now, while we're recording in 2020, we're all wearing masks when we go out into public, but your eyes still show, right? So you want to bring a little attention, a little zhuzh up for your eyelashes. I got you covered. Head on over to MinuteWithMary.com/discount to grab my favorite mascara at 15% off. That's MinuteWithMary.com/discount.
Dear Uncle David, I want to thank you again and Wallace for having me at your home in the Bois de Boulogne. It's a rare thing that fate should allow a former king and a king in waiting to meet. To tell the truth, it opened my eyes to a few things. To the nature of kingship, the nature of love, and all the difficulties that go with both. I'm sure you know that the family would have preferred me not to visit you. Afraid perhaps I might recognize myself in you, sympathize with you. Well, let me confess that I do recognize myself in you. Your progressiveness and flair, your individuality and imagination. What a king you would have made in a kinder world. What a king we were denied. It makes me so sad to see you living in exile when all you did was take a stand for principle and love one woman completely. You were cruelly denied your right to reign alongside the woman that you wanted by your side. But I give you my word, I will not be denied what you have been denied. The crown is not a static thing, resting forever on one head. It is moving, alive, divine. Changing face of changing times. And if, God willing, it has been ordained that I should wear it, then I shall do so on my own terms. And hopefully, make you proud.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Keep Calm and Crown On. It's a podcast dedicated to the crown on Netflix, so grab your best cup of tea and let's get royal. Everybody, and welcome back. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I can't decide if I love this episode or I really hate it.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's extreme. Well, let's err on the side of loving it. Because...
Yeah. Why do you say erring on the side of loving it?
Because when we were watching it, we were interrupted by our little lad. And I found that when the kids wake us up while we're watching episodes, it greatly diminishes how we feel about it.
I would agree.
So err on the side of love and take what you didn't like out of it. Blame it on our kid.
Well,
or
no, it's a fundamental, like, philosophical disagreement
with
the premise of the show.
All right.
And it's a really big deal.
Okay. Well, I am so excited to delve into that.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. It's a really big deal, and it makes me like question the authenticity of what they're trying to do.
Oh, man. This is like really deep. I was not prepared for such a deep conversation. Well, right. Hopefully you are. Because
we're going to have a little bit of a chat.
We sure are. Well, we want to, of course, remind you that you can find more of our chats that are serious or not so serious by heading to MaryIntoBlake.com, where we have a slew of podcasts and blogs that you can check on out, ranging from all things to Outlander, Gilmore Girls, Game of Thrones, The Leftovers, you name it. We're probably talking about it or want to talk about it. So head on over to MaryandBlake.com or follow us at Mary and Blake on social media. For now, let's get into the show and this epic discussion that I didn't even know we were having.
Can't wait for it, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, here we are. Episode 308 of The Crown.
Yes.
And as I said, we were interrupted by our little lad. You know, we're in the middle of this pandemic. And supposedly one of the ways that children show anxiety during this time is having difficulty sleeping at night. And we can assure you.
Oh, there was some difficulty.
Yeah. Mind you, our kids have always had difficulty sleeping. So this is no change.
This has been like pretty exceptional.
The
amount of difficulty they're having.
You know what it is? It's separation anxiety with me because they're with me nonstop. They don't have any peers. They don't have any teachers. It's mama all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want to just stick to me like a little leech.
Just
I love them dearly. I do. Okay, let's get into
But not that much.
No, it's just I just need a break, man. I just need a moment.
I know. All right.
The Dangling Man.
Yes. So this episode was entitled A Dangling Man. It's the title is borrowed from the Saul Bellow book, which actually I read in college.
Get out.
For World War II, the history of World War II, which was
really
amazing. I did.
I want to know if other people have read this book.
It was written in 1944. It's about a guy that lives in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, I did hear the synopsis by Prince Charles, but continue.
Oh, okay, yeah. He lives in Chicago, and he is just waiting to get drafted, essentially, for World War II. And it's written in like a... Like it's his diary. Almost,
oh, fancy.
Which was really cool.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed reading this book.
Nice.
And he's just waiting. He's just waiting for his life to begin, and he can't figure out.
Oh, my God. It's like Tangled.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yes. Okay. It's like Rapunzel waiting for her life to begin.
Yes. Yes. So so that's that. And yeah, so that's the episode of this.
Does it start off 7 a.m., the usual morning roundup?
The title of this episode borrows its name from the book.
Okay.
And eventually the kid does get drafted and you know, finds purpose. But so that is that. The director was Sam Donovan. Mm-hmm. Now, Sam Donovan has done a lot of different television. As a matter of fact, he is most famous right now for The Crown and also another show that's on Amazon Prime called The Widow, starring Kate Beckinsale.
Hey, hey.
Oh, she's one of my top five.
She's
one of my top five. She's amazing. Love me some Kate Beckinsale.
You sure do.
Let's see. What else has he done? He's also done a show called Jamestown.
Mm.
And he has also done a show called Humans, which is another big show on network television. So,
okay.
So that's that. The writers were David Hancock and Peter Morgan, the showrunner. Yeah. For The Crown. Mavin, what is your Corgi's rating? What do you got?
I give this episode a 4.5, which is relatively low for me, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised at that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. It was still really good,
okay.
And it was still beautiful, and it gave me so many aspects that I love of The Crown. Mm-hmm. So mind you, 4.5, still a solid A-.
Still pretty good.
Still solid, but for Mary's terms, a little on the lower side.
All right. Well, for me, I would say, again, I get to the fundamental...
We'll dig into it. Give me your rating, your Corgi rating.
Well, I can't, you see, because if I have a real fundamental disagreement with it, then the whole premise of what they tried to accomplish is like bad. And if that's the
case, how about you give us two? Okay, so one.
Yeah, and this is why I want to talk it out with you.
Yeah.
All right. So
I mean, once again, I'm not prepared.
Good rating.
Okay.
4.8.
Nice.
Bad rating.
Yeah.
you're looking at like a 3.5.
You know, it's still a good rating for a bad rating.
It's not that great.
Okay, let's get into my GPTs because that's what I'm excited about.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait to hear it.
My good, my bad, and my great. My good. Is Camilla supposed to be Jessica Rabbit? Why don't you do right like some other men do with her short skirt?
Yeah.
Okay. Smoking the butts in a tubby.
Ripping
just like
butts.
Just like with those big lips, like the biggest lips ever. Okay. I mean, I was looking at her and I was like, damn, Camilla, I'd be down. I would be down for.
Oh.
Hey, you know, that was Jessica Rabbit.
Oh,
the Camilla I know now is not like that.
No, definitely not that.
But this, and that's what I was feeling. I was like, well, they're giving all of the like, I am a woman. Yeah. I am so freaking sexual that I could just like do whoever I want, whenever I want. I can smoke butts wherever I want.
Just be in a tub.
I can literally go to the palace in my short skirt. Probably didn't wear pantyhose.
She doesn't wear panties.
Pantyhose.
She doesn't wear. But easy, I bet she doesn't wear panties.
Easy access.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you. She just channeled Jessica Rabbit. We will see some more Camilla time, but I just did not expect her to be this sultry.
Apparently, back in the day, Camilla was, in fact, pretty sexy time. I'm not going to make any comments like that because I'm not in a place to make those kind of comments. But
no, you're just saying that she's not Jessica Rabbit.
She's
right
not
now.
Jessica Rabbit.
She's
right now.
Not vavoom vavoom. You know,
no.
She's not, no, like no. I know. I just feel like she like sprinkled pheromone product all over her and was just down. She was DTF.
She was definitely DTF.
My bad. Was I stopped caring about the ex-king? Uncle David and his wife a long time ago.
Okay.
Like I really stopped caring about them so much that I want to be like, bye, Felicia.
All right.
Like you're still not dead. You're still here. All right. You know, his wife I find incredibly boring and I always have. Mm-hmm. And I get that they have this really cool relationship and that his love for her was so strong that he abdicated the throne. But damn, man, she's got the personality of a rock. So we've got like bodacious Camilla, who you're like, obviously the prince wants her because she's And then you've got like the most
Wallace.
Stoic. And she's American, so it's not like she's going to have like this crazy accent. I don't know. I just haven't cared about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was supposed to in this episode because he dies in it. Just didn't really care.
Sure.
I used to care. Yep. I haven't anymore. So to me, that part of the episode, I was just like, I don't care if you die or not. Thought you should have been dead a while ago.
Yep.
Okay, am I great? Okay. So even though I just ranked on the ex-king.
Yes.
Uncle David.
You definitely ranked on him.
It was actually cool to see him hanging out with Charles. Charles made Uncle David interesting.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm all of a sudden on the Charles train. I want him to get it in. I want him. Look, he's had a rough life, okay? He's had to go do the people's bidding.
Man.
He's not good at polo. Like, he's a, you know, odd-looking bloke.
I want him to get it in.
I want him to have some good hooking up time with Camilla in the tubby, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, and Uncle David gives me hope. He's like, you love who you want to love. You dress how you want to dress. You do you. And I feel like Charles was like, I'm gonna do Camilla.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do it.
All you need is love, man.
Oh man! All right, for me, my good and my bad and my great. My good first.
I feel like you didn't appreciate my great.
No, I
was
loved
it
your
not
great.
That great?
Oh, I loved your great. You're in on Charles now, and it's cool
I mean,
to see
I'm
him hanging
like,
with the king.
I'm not like 100% in, but I'm more in than I expected I was gonna be.
The problem with Charles is that he's sort of dweeby.
He's like Neville Longbottom.
Yes! He absolutely is Neville Longbottom.
Who?
You're a wizard, Harry.
Out of the entire cast of Harry Potter, is the hottest as an adult.
You think so?
Dang, honey. You need to Google Neville Longbottom and check out his abs.
Oh. That's what we're doing.
Pulling it up now. You continue, but I'm just saying he's a Neville Longbottom. And now that I know what Neville Longbottom looks like grown up, I'm like, Prince Charles in real life didn't grow up like that?
Yep.
But but in my mind, maybe he will.
No, Charles in the show is kind of a dork, and you know it, and you knew it since he was in his first episode. But I will say, Neville Longbottom.
Can you pull that up?
An attractive man.
Yeah.
He is definitely an attractive man.
Here, you can just pull it up so everybody can see it if they're not watching the video. And if you can't see this, friends, just Google it.
Okay, hold on.
Okay?
Let me see.
His name is Matthew Lewis, but you can just look up Neville Longbottom.
Okay, hold on.
He did done well.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. So as I'm feeling these Neville Longbottom vibes of just like, oh, just down on my luck. Like, has anyone seen my toad, Trevor? Like, mommy, I really like, what was the poetry he was doing? Like, tongue twister, so fun. You know, like, nobody wants to hang out with him. Petrificus totalis, sorry, Neville. Like, I was just feeling it left and right.
It's not working right now.
And then I remembered how hot Matthew Lewis got when he grew up.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. I am shocked that he is that good looking.
I'm not.
Wow. Oh my God. I could see his dorky little face with
that's
a round.
That's probably why. Because he was like, he was just known as a dork his whole life. And I was like, I'm going to show them. I'm going to show them.
All right. So, my good.
You're welcome.
My good was.